Radio Biafra is present. If you call Radio Biafra Live tomorrow and ask me to go to any part of the people to report to me, if you have family to be able to ask them to come and see me, I'll be more than happy to see them. We are not running. We are not going backwards. We cannot lie. We cannot defeat. We said it from the beginning that only those who are faithful in this battle will last today. Those who are lying will fall by the wayside. Today they have fallen by the wayside. They cannot speak. That goes to show that truth is paramount in anything that we are doing. If you're interested in Biafra, if your hands are not clean, you will fizzle out. The way you open the can of space and it bubbles and makes a lot of noise, after a while, it goes very smart. I'm sure you don't read the bottle of space that I've done last week.
No,
exactly. So, absolutely. So this is why we are telling everybody to be very, very vigilant, wherever you are in the world. Very briefly, we'll be going over to try and take your call. Once again, it's your general. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from the phone, the capital of Biafra land. Whatever you may be in the world, we are welcoming you. And I'm joined on the line from London by the indomitable barrister, Emmanuel, who is, you don't want me to speak Hebrew, do you?
No.
Okay, because I'm tempted because this is the first program we are doing from our capital here in Jackson. And I think a bit of Hebrew would have been appropriate. But if you say no, then we'll continue because that's duty falls on to you. Any repercussions you get from listeners and from callers, and I'll direct them to you. Because right now, I have tried to say, at least allow me to address our people in Igbo language, if you may. And the language police himself is by the mandate, all the way from London is doing that very decision. Once again, yes, sir. Yes. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from Biafra land. We are reaching the end of the year. There is nowhere you have internet connection on this planet that you cannot receive Radio Biafra. Our website is now ready. It has been launched. For those of you who are avid Radio Biafra listening, you can go online to www.radiobiafra.co only. www.radiobiafra.co to see what the new website is going to look like or what it looks like, and also to be able to make your own contribution should you wish to do so. Tell us what you want us to do. We are receiving a message from George Agogua, who is saying what is happening to the voice after the national anthem stopped. I'm writing from here in Eastern Europe. The broadcast voice is very poor. Please join the group while we are reading your message on Skype. Please do come back to us and let us know if there's been any improvement. We are getting also a message from Emeka, who is saying that the broadcast is wobbling. Nigeria is the biggest joke in history. Kill a Japan and get saved or become rich. Then describe the action of the federal government. In other words, echoing what the Biafra is saying, these are not things you're receiving on Skype. If you're on Skype and you wish to join this conversation, you're more than welcome to do so. You know the place to go. To go to Radio Biafra. If you ask us to become, if you want to participate, all you need to do is to ask, and obviously we'll allow you to join us. We are receiving a message also from I think it's Kay Kali's mentor. I think he's a white person, I think. He's asking what happens when thousands of people put away their denominational differences and unite for the sole purpose of thanking God for his ultimate expression of love for the world. Saying happy weekend. We don't know if Barrister, you're in that frame of mind to forgive and to forget, but before you do so, we will attempt to go and take this call from Skype. We have somebody calling from Skype. We want to see what they have to say regarding the message that we're bringing to them this evening. So we would like to ask the gentleman who is on Skype if he can hear Radio Biafra very well. Can you hear us? Hello? Can you hear us very well? Hello? Can you hear us? Yeah, thank you. I can't hear us very well at all. So please, you're asking me to go join us to be a little bit better, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you all the way from Biafra land, in Biafra land, to be absolutely precise. Barrister Emmanuel is from London, are you still there? Barrister, are you still there? We may have lost Barrister Emmanuel in the process. Please do bear with us if you're having any difficulties. In due course, we'll be able to rectify all these problems. If you're just joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra, we are coming to you live and direct from the heart of Biafra land. We are coming to you from Enugu, our historical capital. If you want to join this debate, you know where to go to. You can join us either online via Skype, or you can join us if you wish to be a part of what we are doing. We have somebody listening to me, have somebody on the Skype. Please, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please? So, yes, if you are still in the middle of Biafra, you are here in the middle of our capital, so tapping to the world, go ahead, what would you like to say?
Okay, I'm happy to go to this evening. I've been trying to talk about this community live. I wonder if you could be there, everyone, like I'm here. So,
yeah.
I just want to. The community is key that's going on in the world. I think what we should do is we should go step by step, because I'm appreciating we should just be doing that perhaps to get something with the little by home, and I'm telling this to my wife or her. So please, let's not be able to say that is as good as we do it ourselves.
Thank you very much, Adrian. You are a very, very lucky show because you are the first person to be able to do Radio Biafra live transmission from our capital in Enugu. We welcome your contribution. Thank you very much, and keep listening wherever you are. God bless you. In whatever thing that you're doing, God bless you very much. We have a lot of people on the line. We ask you to please wait. This is Radio Biafra. You're good to the entire community. What is your name and where you come from, please?
I'm
going to be good man. This is very good. We are here in the COVID itself. We are here to come into the home world from into our historical capital and our financial capital. Radio Biafra has come on board. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello? What would you like to say? Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead. I know it's a bit difficult. We want you to please go to your BlackBerry phone. If you have an internet phone, go to www.radiobiafralondononline.com. You'll be able to receive Radio Biafra, and there you will know what you're talking about and be able to join the debate. Thank you very much. You're the first caller we're having from Enugu, and we are particularly grateful to you. For that, we have another caller. Again, on Skype.
Hello.
Yes, what is your name? Where is coming from, please? Hello? I don't know where we are getting our sound from. Please lower your music. If you follow, try to lower your music. Thank you very much. And once again, if you're just joining us, this is very good. You have to come to you all the way from the YouTube. Let us see if this line is a lot more better. This is very good. You have to come to your name. Where is coming from? Hello? George, I think what can you hear us? Is Radio Biafra? Yes, they can't hear us for some strange reason. We ask you to please try to be a little bit patient. Everything is going to work out very well. I wonder if the manager is still there. I don't think he is. If you're just joining us at the headline, we are presenting to the world today is that Nigeria have now have been preparing to kill out the Igbo people. Now, if you want to get money in Nigeria, all you need to do is to go and find Igbo people and kill them, whatever they may be. The federal government of Nigeria will do in a different consultation. This is where you are from. What is your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hello.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Yes, I don't think they can hear us very well. We recommend that they try and follow us back. It is now a very difficult source if you want to kill evil people, because if you kill us, you'll be able to get some money in your pocket. The federal government of Nigeria will pay you if you kill evil people. That is the big thing happening all over the world now. A lot of jihadists, a lot of killers from the north, every 1,000 kilometers in the Sahel region of West Africa will now be flooding into Nigeria. Because it is an open field, it's an open game, come and kill Igbo people and get money. That is the new thing that the federal government of Nigeria have unleashed on four defenseless Igbo families living in northern Nigeria. I believe that Barrister Manlevi is still on the line, is that correct? Is Barrister Manlevi still on the line? Barrister Manlevi, are you still there? I think we have lost the line, they are not there anymore. Let us go to Skype and see if we can take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please, if you may. This is Radio Biafra. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please? Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from? Yes, there is music interrupting our signal this evening. We don't know where that music is coming from. But we are particularly confident that we should be able to overcome that. George Agogoa is on Skype, but he's not able to hear us. Let us go and see if Barrister Manlevi can. Barrister, are you there on the line? Can you hear or hear from me?
That's correct.
Wonderful, good man. As we are discussing, we're reading out a message that says that if you want to make money, the quickest way now to make money is not to go and wait for contracts, is not to go and do kidnapping anymore. All you need to do is to head to the northern part of Nigeria, kill as many Igbo people as possible, register your name as a member of Boko Haram, because all you need to do to become a member is to kill people as many Igbo people as possible, join Boko Haram, and then you'll be able to get 10 million. So it is how to make money now. If you have not, look for Igbo people to kill as many of them as possible, and then the government of Nigeria will pay you. Barrister, you're there. Let us see if we can take another call from Skype, please. Barrister, stay where you are, not go away. We have some callers on Skype. Let us try and listen to them as well, what they have to say. We would like to welcome the gentleman on Skype. Onungo, are you still there? Yes, Onungo, go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, we're calling from China.
Thank you from China. Thank you very much. You're here to Radio Biafra broadcasting from Enugu, our capital. This evening, go ahead. The world is listening.
Thank you. I'm so much happy hearing with Radio Biafra from Biafra land.
Thank you.
So much happy. Yeah, this is the whole 5 years now, 5 in the morning. I'm still awake waiting to hear Radio Biafra because of the interest I have.
Yeah,
Radio Biafra, and what is happening in Nigeria on yesterday, it makes me cry about the amnesty. Because Nigerians are comfortable with the amnesty because of giving to Boko Haram, because nobody is complaining. And this kind of a thing cannot happen here in China or anywhere in the Western world, because they will be seen by people on the street you know, kicking against the because the Nigerians did not do anything. The only thing the general gives amnesty to go to Amnesty, that we have to give amnesty to all the armed robbery in Nigeria, all the kidnapping exercise, because they are almost expensive. All of them are robbing Nigeria. What about the people who Boko Haram killed? What about what is it going to do about it? I'm really tired about what is happening in Nigeria. And we, it was just like yesterday, I was talking to somebody here in China about a radio effort, now in the Afra land. He nearly bought me something. I don't know how to do it.
You know, he nearly bought me for it because he gave him the good news that the voice of our people, that Radio Biafra has left London to come to Nigeria, has been able to broadcast from Port Harcourt and is now in broadcasting from our own castle. And, terrible. So, Dr. Bishop, you know that these people are being killed in northern Nigeria. Why don't we, you is on the line from China, why is it that we don't care about our people? When another person is being killed, why is it that we don't care? Or complain about what is happening to other people. Why are we not concerned?
This is exactly what I was asking him today. I told him, is it because you are not affecting you? That's why we are saying all this. He was the one always arguing with me that Radio Biafra always said you know them and they are not in Biafra land. Why? I told him, okay, you are not supporting in Biafra land. Can you believe? And the SBS will spread this news. He said that they want Nigeria to go to, I asked him, one Nigeria, what are we people benefiting in one Nigeria, and who is the people showing this one Nigeria? We people, the group is every people, and what is happening in our land and market? And we will have been the one sacrificing in Nigeria, in the name of one Nigeria. I don't even have to think, you know.
So what we were saying before is that that Radio Biafra is just coming from London. We are all talking about now we are broadcasting that from our own capital. What is he talking about? Why can't people come out and say the truth?
We think is that we are not serious. Then the question I'm asking is that almost 20 years after Biafra, Biafra has not taken a chance to go. There's nothing like the Radio Biafra in Biafra land. You can see that we are moving somewhere. We are seeing this for the human rights in the last. So let's not worry them. I really know what they are doing. We know other people that have gone, Nigeria always arrest them. But nobody can do that to the human rights because they have passports from US. Because they move the right for this problem.
Within the law. We're using the law to unravel Nigeria piece by piece. That's what we're. Thank you very much from China. Our brother, we're very grateful for your call. Please continue listening to Radio Biafra and continue contributing extensively to the work that Radio Biafra is doing. Let us see if the eminent happened at law. There is a number listed on the line. There is a number, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. This is the line to London. Mr. Namdeji is co-hosting this program with me, and also at the controls of the most mentioned Mr. Nefo, and also Dr. Tukuma Ekamba. Please, Barista, if you're there with me, we have another caller on Skype. This seems to be the preferred route to contact Radio Biafra tonight. Let us see what they have to say. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name of where you are, please. Hello, can you speak the caller on Skype, Patrick? Can you hear us and talk, please?
Yes, I'm hearing Patrick from
Good evening. Where are you coming from?
Coming from Greece, but I'm from
where? From Greece, but I'm from where? Can you repeat where you are now?
I am in
Jersey,
but
from where?
I'm coming from Germany.
Sorry, from Germany. Are you speaking up in Germany?
Yes, I'm repeating, but not quite clear.
Not quite clear. Okay, it's understandable. We try and fix it very slowly. Radio Biafra will fix everything to be. But please go ahead, we are listening. That is why we need support from people like you. We need support to be able to even make our equipment far more sophisticated. But please go ahead and say what most of the world is listening to.
My first problem is that I send my call for change for each time. But I have a money for
Yes, we put up a message on the website to say that every form submitted through Radio Biafra website was received. And that they are being processed because the headquarters for the administration of the human rights is that number 90 was wrote where people must remember, let us make one thing very clear. People must remember that the human rights initiative and Radio Biafra don't run on the internet. Sometimes we go to work 9 to 5, the get paid at the end of the week, which is normally do in England, we get paid every week in June, if you're doing contract work like some of us do. Then we use that money to do the work of God, which is what broadcasting and radio effort is. We use it to fund activities in the human rights initiative. We need a lot of help. We need to speed the turnaround of all the things. We need to engage people permanently on a permanent basis to be able to do all our posting and our community work for us. It is not an excuse, I know that for sure. But everything we are doing at Radio Biafra, everything we are doing at the Game Mother Community is to do it in the proper way. So we do sincerely hope that you hear from us as soon as possible. I can guarantee you categorically that before next week runs out, you are going to get your confirmation that you are now a fully fledged member of the Game Mother Community. Do not stop listening to Radio Biafra and do not stop supporting the good work that we are doing to bring about Biafra in truth and honesty.
In
fact, what I did is to do the last year. One of the things that we have to do is to do the last year. One of the things that we have to this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. What is your name and where you are coming from? Your line is not very clear, I'm afraid. Yes, what is your name again? Your line is not clear at all. I'm very, very sorry. It seems to me that we have another caller on Skype. What is your name and where you are coming from, please? The caller on Skype. Hello, we have a caller on Skype. Is that for Captain Gabriel? What is your name and where you're coming from? I think we may have lost them. We have lost them. If you're just joining us, this is Radio Biafra, the official news from our capital, which is the new group that is where Biafra was born. We are welcoming you to the program. Please tell your friends, tell your family, everybody that this program is simultaneously hosted by myself and the channel here. And also by the eminent Barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Emmanuel in London. Barrister Emmanuel, are you still there on the line? Wonderful. Our people are saying that our brother Ryan from Germany said he submitted his form for the Yemen representative membership a long while ago. I think this person hasn't had any response. And I'm saying that that is why we always clamor for help and assistance all the time, to be able to do all the work. We can't go to work and work 9 to 5 every day, Monday to Friday, as most of us do in London, and then use the money to fund the services of the Great Biafra. That broadcasting is a very expensive business. Right now, we are in the industry for a year to house, to safely house the equipment of Radio Biafra so that the broadcast and continue to Biafra land every day. This is where we are calling for help all the time. Most people don't understand it.
To get the information, that will keep them alive, that will save our people,
many thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Not only God can do what we are doing, because we are different people. We have the blessing of God. Nobody can do what we are doing. That is what is not like us. We have to get rid of the bathroom of the back. Is that correct?
Yeah,
I'm coming from Sweden. Yeah, we're coming from Sweden. Go on the wall if you think.
Yeah, first of all, I must congratulate you guys on the great job you're doing. I'm very happy to get a feeling the other time I'm from the land of Gaston. I'm very grateful about yeah, and what you guys are doing in the future.
Thank you very much.
And I'm very grateful that I'm not there for so much.
And God bless you. The help of everybody is what we require. I'm from Biafra. I was born in this land. I was raised in this land. It is not these days that when children are playing outside, we eat sand. We pick up sand from outside and eat when we are playing as little children. So every part of this noble land belongs to my bank. Everything about being an equal person, about being a Japan, is what some of us exist for. The same way for Ujian Nepal, the same way for Barista Mango, the same way for Barista Mekada, the same way for Ekamba, for Amanaki, for Dukun Ebunia Zepa, and all the rest of the people that serve Radio Japan diligently and in the Mother's initiative. There is no going back. I am where I came from. This is my land. I'm not going anywhere. And nobody can grab me away from my land. Let us see if the eminent Barista himself is not land. Barista Mango, is it true that? Wonderful. You heard what our brother said? How Apple Rock is panicking. They have to panic because truth is coming and truth has come. As they once said, what goes around comes around. When Okokundem was broadcasting from this very place many, many decades ago, and they packed up and left here and moved to where and a few other places, we are basically doing what they did after this between 1967 and 1970. Move from place to place, but eventually we will end up in our capital, which is Enugu, and begin to broadcast the whole world from here. There is nothing anybody can do. There is nothing against freedom of speech. I have the right to say what I want. I have freeing my people because there is no other place to call home apart from this.
What are they saying? The evil do not even realize that once they put out from that soap,
correct, and that is what we are going to do. The truth will be announced, the truth will be published. Wherever people are, we are encouraging them to call the Radio Biafra studio line. If you cannot see it on your screen, you must have seen it at yesterday when it was also put up on your screen for people to try and call. If you're calling us on Skype, please try and raise your voice a little bit because it is important that we capture everything that everybody is saying. We are very grateful for everybody who has called so far. Once again, the number to call is +234 809 455 9568. This is the number for Biafra. You can call us anytime you're able to receive us. If you need direction, if you want to know how you can support, each and every individual must support this enterprise. Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power. The reason why we are behaving more or less like people who don't know where they are going is because we lack radio for a very long time, because we lack newspaper for a very long time, because there is no TV, there is no information happening. The Federal Ministry of Information and the various local TV stations that serve the political interests of the governor have not allowed us to be able to put our things across. Here on Radio Biafra, ordinary people, common people can phone up and have their views and their voices heard all over the world.
Australia, New Zealand, India, people from America, they are flying out.
Shortly, but we are asking you if you want to get radio data on the mobile phone and it's not BlackBerry,
make sure you have enough megabytes. Go and buy megabytes. Topping up your phone is not good enough. You need megabytes from your phone. You need to buy internet access. If you buy, if you purchase internet access from your provider, you should be able to get Radio Biafra on the mobile phone. If people are interested in supporting Radio Biafra in setting up or transmitting on shortwave again, you all know what to do. Let us go and see if we can get this caller on Skype. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Where are you based? What is your name, please? Hello? The caller on Skype, can you hear us? No, you can't hear what you are saying because your line wasn't coming through. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. What is your name? Where are you coming from?
Philip from
Port Harcourt. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes,
we
can
do it. There, one more comma.
Yes.
Ọrụ na-apụta anyị ga-arụ arụ ọzọ na ime nwata anyị nọ n'ime ya
mgbe ọ gbara iri atọ bụ tatiet na ime ọnwa ka n'ime ewu april anyị ga-azakwa naijiria oku ọzọ n'ụlọ ikpe ebe anyị kpọpụrụ ha ka ha kọwara anyị ihe dị mma anyị aga enwere onwe anyị n'ihi nke anyị na-abịa karịrị na atụka onye ọbụla nwee ike pụta n'ụbọchị nke ahụ nwee ike ire anyị aja n'ukwu iri ije bilie ego mara ga ka ijete ibanye aja n'ukwu n'ihi na ọ bụ ndị bilie na-aga njem a n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu biko ndị mmadụ hapụ ndị okwu asị ka ndị okwu asị laa azụ n'ihi nke a dịka ịwere ha na-eke n'ime niile ndị na-akpa mbọ na-agbatara bilie ozi na onye nwanyị ga-egozi nwere n'otu n'otu ndewo ndewo biko if you're just joining us where you are we did say that we'll delve into our beautiful very wonderful Igbo language from time to time. We welcome other languages here because Biafra is not just for the Igbo people. The Domas are welcome here because it's also their land. We are also fighting for the freedom. The Igbos are here. The Ifits are here. The Shikris are here. The Urobos are here, including the Jaws. The Banke people also are represented here. People say Delta people, we say no, the people from Andioma. They are part, they are an integral part of Igbo people. Well, people say, and them family or equal people will say, no, they are part and parcel of Igbo land. After all, there is only one place in the entire Igbo land called Igbo people, which we went past on our journey to Enugu this morning. It is in River State. It is called Igbo people, the heart of Igbo land. So we recognize their blood ties with us and their affinity with us as well. Whatever you have listened to us this night from, whichever country that you're in, we are saying thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you today from our capital, historic location. This is Radio Biafra. And Amanda Mekano, I was helped on today's program by Barrister Emmanuel Mezu in London, and also at the control room is Richard Mefo. We are very, very grateful for all your support. We are grateful for all the things that you have done for us. But let us go to Barrister Emmanuel Mezu for what I will call his closing remarks this evening, because the air conditioning has to be turned off to avoid the echo, because had we left the air conditioning on, it would have continued to disrupt what we are doing. I am sweating profusely here. It is not in the same league as those that went to battle to save us from annihilation, but it is extremely humid, coming from a very cold country to a very hot and pleasant Biafra land. Is very, very humid here. I'm dehydrating as I'm speaking to you. Barrister, are you there?
I am here, Barrister.
Wonderful. I'm saying I'm dehydrating a little bit because the air conditioning is off. It's not working to stop the static interference with our broadcast. We are proceeding to bring the message of hope to our people. The court case again between the Bilgeir Human Rights Initiative representing the indigenous people of Biafra, as mandated by the Council of Elders, is going to reconvene on the 30th of April at the Federal High Court in Owerri, where that the Nigerian government ran away the last time we called them to court. In their own court, they are running away. We are reconvening again on the 30th of April. And please, if everybody who is now that Radio Biafra is here, will everybody please make sure they turn up in the court of that very day to support our array of barristers and learned Igbo sons and daughters who will be presenting and leading the case for Biafra against Nigeria.
Yes, Barrister, you have to say it loud so our people know that we are not just talking. We are actively seeking for the resurrection of Biafra, which has now arrived in Biafra's land. Our record is talking from Enugu, the capital city of Biafra, that was not so from putting our institutions, our business, our economy, the things that we do very well, was not so from carrying us from the way we used to be. The record, the end of Nigeria is very near.
It is very near for Radio Biafra to bring in their equipment into the capital city of Biafra without any interruption. For Radio Biafra to be broadcasting from this noble city, this hallowed ground, without any difficulty, is testament to the fact that the Rubicon has been crossed. There is no going back. We are not going to relent in our pursuit for our freedom. We are not going to stop telling people about the justice being meted out to our people. We are not happy with Nigeria. where if you kill an Igbo person, you get compensated, you get financial rewards for it. We are not happy, and we are fighting it, and we'll fight it all the way. Radio Biafra is here to say there's no going back.
Next year, the Scottish people are forced on their opinion to move away from the United Kingdom. The same people who are united with the United Kingdom that built up Nigeria are trying to separate. So what stops those that they created from being separated themselves? What will stop us? What will put a block that will stop the Biafra pointing out that potential to organize their own particular economy, to organize their own financing, to organize their own military, their own police? But I can remember when Biafra was existing, we don't have any problem in terms of policy. Did we have any police at all, Director?
No, we did not have any police, and this is the issue that most people don't understand. When we tell them that we are a very unique people, that we are different from other people, a lot of people find it very difficult to comprehend. We have no standing police, unlike the Hausa Fulani people with their Islamic Al-Majri police, or the Al-Qadis as they used to call them, and the Yoruba people also had some form of police, or the other. We didn't have any. And there was no riot in Igbo land. There was no breakdown of law and order in Biafra land. The Igbos did not invade the Dema people. The Dema people did not attempt to invade the Igala people either. Neither did the Anyama people even invade the Banki. None of these things happened. People lived happily ever after until the death and monster called Nigeria came along and decided, like a tsunami, to waste everything in its path. Our experience within Nigeria has never been good. This is one thing we need to realize as a people. We have never enjoyed this country, not from day one, because had we enjoyed this country, they would have allowed Nnamdi Azikiwe to become the prime minister of this country. That never happened. Despite single-handedly, with the help of my colleague before him, fighting to secure independence from Nigeria, that was where the enmity between our people and the British actually started, because they found that Nnamdi Azikiwe was highly intelligent, always within their left. That we have continued to argue that he should have realized that Nigeria was unworkable, because there is no place that Christians and Muslims, roughly the same population size, if we go by their fake census, live side by side together in peace and harmony. Nowhere in the history of mankind. If you know that such a thing is happening, please tell me. It's never happened before. That is why we need to return to where we come from. Do you know, Barrister, that on the way from Port Harcourt Expressway to Enugu, from Port Harcourt to Enugu, no section of the road was normal. Sometimes the type of turbulence you experience driving along that road, if you're flying in an aeroplane and you fly into a hurricane, it won't be that way. Sometimes the vehicle will go into one of these undulations and you fly up from your seat where you're sat. There are police checkpoints all over the place. Above or so few that we even observe people trying to collect water from the percolated water between the two sides of the expressway, as they call it, beside the refuse dump. If you look at it, you will weep. Very soon, Radio Biafra will present videos of all these things for the world to see. Where people left and went to Abuja to build houses and live. We have all left and went to Lagos to build houses. If you see where we come from, you will weep and weep and weep. People sometimes tend to concentrate on what is happening within the center, the likes of inside the Gunia government house, or what is happening in and around where the government is. I want people to go outside of these areas and see the level of decay, deprivation, starvation, and hunger afflicting the people. Then they will realize that we have a lot of work to do. Getting Biafra is the easy part. The more difficult part starts when we begin the work of reconstruction and rebuilding our institutions to make it fit to serve the needs of the people.
The result, being difficult, we will do it. Because those who are united with do not want to do it. They left us impoverished, they left us in destitution, and they left us working. What puzzles me is this. Our people don't get to realize what we from the outside and seeing what we from abroad are clamoring about. Our people, indigenous people back home in that church of God that year, are not seeing what we are seeing. Because this era, for a very long time, they would have started shouting as we are shouting now. You and I, who just performed up to the right we have shouted that this is atrocity. It's an eyesore. We cannot live with it. If we are happy with it, you will not be traveling from one place to the other. You have a comfortable home here in Britain. You, nobody will molest you, nobody will kidnap you, nobody will harass you. But we left all this to seek for the happiness, the enjoyment, the peace of our own people. That shows that we love that place of God, the Emperor. And we will do what we could, comfortably, to establish that beautiful country. The right and sound. I'm still trying to tell you. I said so far, the way our people are killed, and so long is giving some mercy. I'm not giving that mercy for those who are dead. I'm not giving any compensation for those who are dead. I'm not giving any compensation for those who are buried.
That is correct. I can understand how you feel, and you're more than welcome to feel emotional about what is happening to your people. We are not happy about this. We are not pleased that our continued killing in Nigeria. We are not happy that it is an open day that people can come walk into Nigeria, kill up as much as they like, and then basically bugger up, as we say, in England. Why is this happening to us? Why are we not talking about it? That was the reason, one of the principal reasons why the Biafra came back. The Biafra did not come back to the Biafra just to, of course, it is a total and complete fulfillment of the prophecy of our ancestors that we must return to where we come from. But Radio Biafra is here because there is information backing. Radio Biafra is here because people are not receiving the truth. Radio Biafra is here to bring the truth and knowledge closer to the people so that they will know what to do in order to make what we are pursuing a success. We are very, very grateful to everybody who is tuned in, who is listening to this evening, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you all the way from our natural home, which is Enugu. We have a caller on the line. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm sure that you can come from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Johannesburg, South Africa. God bless you. Go ahead, the world is listening.
I'm very, very pleased.
Thank you.
What is happening to the death of people and because of that of life. I thank you all.
Thank you.
Keep on doing what we are doing. God is our witness. Hold down. I think our head is full. Very full. If we preach it, the people of Gaza will one day return. And say yes, I'm a good person. I'm glad to be a person. This is the beginning.
Thank you very much, my brother. Amen. We will say amen, sir.
Thank you very, very well.
And thank you very much because we are now in our home. This is where we come from. This is our ancestral home. This is our fatherland. Radio Biafra is here to stay. We are not going anywhere again. And we are not going to give up on this problem that God gave to us and our ancestors. So to our brother from South Africa, thank you for crossing. You have done very well to contact Radio Biafra today to express your gratitude that Radio Biafra is broadcasting from Biafra. I hope and pray that the man mentioned has gotten himself together. Is that correct?
I think so.
Wonderful. Please go ahead because people want to hear from you.
Yeah, director, there's no much to hear from me because my heart is heavy, it's full of emotion. Because when I think about our people, we do not come struggle. Most of the emperor, the evil in particular, are traders. They're poor house, they want to make a living. God Sometimes you do not support us. They will get your land. They will not compensate. But the average people back is out to go out, put the little shade and start playing. Look at what happened a couple of 5 or 6 weeks ago. When the house who are trading in Lagos, their house, their house, by the governor of Lagos, they went to the hospital. What did you?
It is a big
the government is not coming to our end. But they are coming to Nigeria. Can't trust me. Can't find it. Can't trust me. We have a plan. We are going to speak on our behalf. We are struggling to not step out. Our people, our country, are supporting.
I can understand my son is very, very emotional, it is understandable. I wonder the staff of God that created these people, that your own flesh and blood, your own kind, the same people you go to community meetings with, are being killed, and you're keeping quiet. It is astonishing. Nobody, I have never seen a thing of this sort before. We are your own people are being killed, and you have done nothing about it. You know, I think it is amazing. Please, Barrister, I do wish that you're well in London. I can't see you. We are communicating through a direct feed, so I cannot see you. And I do hope you're very well. If you're still listening, if you're able to listen, then please, if you're calling in, you know how to. I'm calling. Once again, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm bringing you Radio Biafra live from the home of Biafra, from the capital city of Biafra itself, here in Enugu. We said we can broadcast from anywhere in the world. We managed to do so in Australia. We are doing so from here. All we need is a very tiny help from you. A very small help from you will be able to move mountains. Look at what we have been able to accomplish in a very small space of time. For the very first time in the history of Nigeria as a country, Biafra, the word Biafra was mentioned in the court of law. Not where they're going to fail people carrying Biafran flags and fighting for Biafra. Where we went to ask the Nigerian government to tell us why we cannot be free. Biafra was given what is called judicial recognition. The word Biafra that was Nigeria was entered into the legal books in Nigeria for the very first time. We are asking ourselves, are we going to allow this process to fizzle out? Everybody must come out and support this initiative. Everybody must come out to support the work that Radio Biafra is doing to keep propagating the message for Biafra. Very soon it will sink in everywhere. As soon as our app is launched, now that the website is functioning and ready for public release, we are saying that Radio Biafra app will be in nothing less than 40 million mobile phones in this country, in Biafra land especially, and our message will get to every nook and cranny of the world. Wherever people or with Biafra interest reside, you will have Radio Biafra. So we are grateful to everybody. We are grateful to all to the Rangian discipline. We are also grateful for the work that we can afford doing in our control room in London to make sure that you're receiving this. Because the Nigerian, you know, in Nigeria, they don't have the fiber and optics or the cable system to carry fast flowing signal. So UTMFO is doing that for us in London at the moment. We use satellites to communicate, and UTMFO obviously carries the signal. And we won't go to the technical details of it before our enemies will try to get us through that means. Radio Biafra is here to stay. Radio Biafra will continue to broadcast from the land of our ancestors. Radio Biafra is here to exist until we achieve Biafra in truth and honesty. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Please visit the Facebook page. Tell your friends to join Facebook. Add yourself to the Facebook page. We will release every information regarding our broadcast schedule on the Facebook page and also on the website. Keep following it all the time. Once again, thank you for listening, and God bless you wherever you are. All hail be all.
just victorious. Oh, hail me, O.